USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Monday officially kicked off the application process for student debt transfer program and announced that 8 million borrowers had already applied for the loan relief during the federal government's soft launch period over the weekend. President Biden's plan to demand the citizens of the United States pay for the loans is facing many legal challenges. The United States says it will hold Russia accountable for war crimes, the White House said on Monday, hours after Russia attacked Ukrainian cities with Iranian drones. It killed at least four people, including a pregnant woman, after the drone's target was an apartment complex in Kyiv. Researchers at Boston University say they have developed a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The Made in USA variant is a combination of Omicron and the original virus from Wuhan, China. Boston scientists say it killed 80% of the mice infected with it. The research was conducted by a team from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories. Boston University's research lab has a biosecurity level of 4. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California will stop the COVID-19 state of emergency in February of 2023, nearly 3 years after it was declared. Parler says rapper and musician Kanye West has agreed to buy the social media network. Parler's parent company, Parliament Technologies, said Monday that it entered into an agreement in principle with Mr. West. A price tag was not mentioned. U.S. Space Force is reporting more than 3 years after SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket last blasted into orbit, the 28-engine launcher is finally set to fly again as soon as October 28th from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It'll be performing a long-delayed national security mission. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says we are facing a threat from China. China says it will take Taiwan even if it must do so by force, and that threat could be sooner rather than later.
The world doesn't organize itself, and for the United States, the choice is this. If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China, and there, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values, or maybe just as bad, no one's doing it. And then you tend to have vacuums that get filled with bad things before they get filled with good things.
Four people were stabbed, including one fatally, over a span of about 90 minutes at multiple locations Monday morning in Long Beach, California. A homeless suspect was arrested at the scene of the third stabbing near the beach while in possession of a knife. A spokesman for the Long Beach Police Department said detectives are still trying to confirm that all three attacks are linked. A wind-driven wildfire exploded to 2,000 acres overnight before diminishing slightly to roughly 1,500 acres in southwest Washington state as authorities ordered evacuations for thousands of homes. Heavy smoke kept aircraft grounded Monday. 72 large fires are burning in the United States at this time. Nashville Mayor John Cooper says a deal has been made with the Tennessee Titans Football Club to build a new dome stadium. The official announcement is expected next week. Details from Axios says the stadium will cost up to $2.2 billion, according to the capital improvement budget the city approved earlier this year. USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.